This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are searching for a person who shot three women, two of them fatally, before lighting an apartment on fire with a newborn inside Monday night. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the fire was set by the attacker who was leaving the apartment. No other details were given by authorities. In keeping up with his long-standing environmentalism, Prince Philip will reportedly receive an eco-friendly send-off, lying in a $1,200 wood coffin carried by an electric Land Rover. Philip's funeral is Saturday for the Duke of Edinburgh. He died in his sleep Friday at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Biden continues to sell his very expensive infrastructure bill. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on why the meeting is taking place.
I mean, the whole point of this meeting is to try to get Republicans to vote for the bill.
Yep.
But we got a lot of questions. The door's open. It's heavy, but the door's open.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Over 100 executives of major corporations held an online meeting Saturday to plan ways to thwart election integrity laws being considered in many states. The Washington Post called the meetings an aggressive dialing up of corporate America's stand against election integrity laws like Georgia's. Former Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid warned President Biden about trying to pack the Supreme Court with additional justices. We better be very, very careful in saying that we need to expand the Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
A former National Football League coach for the Kansas City Chiefs organization has been charged with driving while intoxicated. The charge was issued after an accident left a small child with a brain injury. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reid was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium.
Earlier this year, the stadium changed its name to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Millions of gallons of radioactive water contaminated during the 2011 Fukushima earthquake and tsunami that resulted in the nuclear power plant meltdown will be released back into the Pacific Ocean. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, gotta stop, hey, what's that sound?
For the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Dr. Peter Breggin going to be joining us here in just a moment. He is the noted Harvard-trained psychiatrist who's rocking the establishment with his latest book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. We are the prey. He boldly discusses the dangers of the vaccines, especially vaccine passports. Been battling the globalist mad scientists in the field of psychiatry and vaccines for a long time. Been looking forward to this opportunity to talk with Dr. Breggin, and he joins us now. Doctor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, welcome. I'm so glad to be there. Bill, have you seen this announcement from the FDA? We just got it this minute. They've suspended Johnson & Johnson.
Well, we knew that there was problems. You had six women that had problems. And, of course, we've been hearing problems with all the vaccines. But this one was very well focused. I was a bit surprised because we've had other problems with the other vaccines. But with this one, they decided to go ahead and suspend this one, right?
Yeah, not only that, but, I mean, we already have at least admitted 2,500 deaths in the U.S., associated time-wise with the vaccines. They did nothing. That they believe that that's meaningless. So they're inflating the death rates from COVID-19 and ignoring huge death rates from the vaccines, which would usually stop vaccines. Maybe now this is just their way of saying, oh, my God, we better stop before, you know, the tens of thousands of deaths begin to show up.
So the number now is well over 2,500 deaths now, Peter, you're saying?
Yes, definitely. And and they're in close association, like 48 hours. And that's a pattern. When you get a reported pattern like that to either the FDA system or, in this case, the CDC system, you know that the actual rates are much, much higher. The numbers are much, much higher because this is a voluntary system. There is no systematic organization to it. The doctors who would often be reporting don't even know if their patients have had the vaccines often. How do they know? Patients, you know,
exactly,
in a parking lot somewhere getting the vaccine and now dies 2 days later. They may have no idea. And also doctors, I know this because I've been involved in multiple, I've been expert in multiple lawsuits against physicians for malpractice. Whenever a doctor or a healthcare provider has a death, they do not report it to these systems because that'll be used in court as evidence that they knew there was an association or thought there was.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting 2,500 deaths, it could be 10 times that. It could be more. It's
wow.
Really a kind of unlimited.
Well, the whole numbers in this COVID from day one have been suspect. We've been reporting on that with different reporters across the country, Dr. Bregan, and you've heard all the anecdotal stories, even from doctors themselves who said, look, this person died of something else, but because there was a slight symptom that could be COVID-related, then we were told that it had to be noted as the reason, you know, for the death was COVID. And, you know, that's disgusting because there are laws that are supposed to dictate and control the death reports so that 10 years, 20 years from now, we look back at what happened in COVID-19, the experts have, credible evidence that they can use for, you know, future decisions, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's also so that right now we could compare it, for example, to death rates from the flu. But we can't do it because literally there are now cases of gunshot deaths and automobile wrecks where the people were asymptomatic but showed positive on one of these blood tests that actually have so many false positives to them that the person who developed them said you can't use it for diagnosis. We are counting deaths for our clinical diagnoses. We also know that the CDC has admitted, and I'm sure you've already discussed this probably, that only 6% of the deaths that they call death have only COVID-19 as a cause listed on the death certificate. You get multiple deaths, multiple things listed. Say a person's in their 80s and they have pneumonia and they have cancer and a whole bunch of other things they're struggling with, and then they die. Right. But they believe they're positive for COVID or they've been exposed to COVID-19 or something, they end up getting claimed as a COVID-19 death or a probable death. I mean, it's a bizarre situation. That's very purposive. I mean, one of the things I want to get across to your audience and to the world is that this is not haphazard, loose, just erroneous behavior on the part of the FDA, the CDC, Fauci's organization, NIH, and so on. This is systematic. They want us to be deadly afraid of this COVID-19 so that they can go ahead with making billions and billions of dollars on the vaccines, but also so that they can go ahead and implement what they've been talking about for a long time, and in the book I name names, I'd like to even get into the specifics today. They've been planning a long time on this whole scenario that has unfolded longer than anybody seems to quite realize. And behind it always has been this idea of a great reset, this fusion between the big billion-dollar, trillion-dollar corporations and the government, bypassing democracy, patriotism, populism. One of the things that I only very recently found out, and I've just been surprised that nobody has seen it before, is that in January 2017, that's 3 years before COVID, Bill Gates, talking at the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, who starts the Great Reset that has now been adopted by the administration, which is a form of fascism, Bill Gates announced in several different videos that he was already working on what would later be called Operation Warp Speed. He announced that he was working with various drug companies to develop an RNA vaccine. At one point, he calls it an RNA vaccine, a novel vaccine, all of which points to COVID-19, even 3 years ahead of time, points to a COVID virus because they have not been able to make, they haven't been able to make a decent inoculation for this virus. He talks about getting approval in less than a year for these things when usually they take about 8 years. He talks about how he's working with Moderna, and he mentions Moderna as one of two companies that he's working with to get a virus platform set up that can immediately respond. So they're acting as if the virus is coming. He's got a program going.
Well, he said as much. He said as much. I think it was maybe it might have been a year earlier, but he said that was the next big threat was a pandemic, a viral pandemic. And why did he know that? And we've got to go to break.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's do that. We'll unfold that more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Dr. Peter Bregan is with us. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent, just the way you like to hear from us as we continue to pursue that rare commodity these days called reason and common sense. Can you believe this and the truth? I mean, this is where we are right now. And this is why heads are exploding, because what we're realizing along the way is these institutions that we've trusted, that we were raised with and thinking that we could, you know, trust in our government, we're finding out just how corrupt they are. And with us in our conversation is Dr. Peter Breggin, the noted Harvard-trained psychiatrist who is rocking the establishment with his soon-to-be-released, I said latest book, but it's soon-to-be-released, and he'll give you the details here in just a moment. COVID-19 and the global predators, we are the prey. He is naming names. Peter, I want to turn this over to you right now so that you can finish up what we started right before we went to break.
Yeah, let me tell people how they can get all the information today that they're going to want for now anyway. Mm. And that is, the book is in pre-pub. It won't be out for a month. But we decided to sell it very cheap. It's on. You can get it very cheap. But the minute you buy the book online, you will instantly in your mailbox get the manuscript of the book and debunking. Right. And you'll get you. So if you go to wearethepray.com, wearethepray.com, and you can purchase the book, but more importantly, you'll get the manuscript, a recent stage of the manuscript that will have a huge amount of the data we're talking about today in it, and then you'll get the book when it's available. Picking up on where you were, Bill.
Well, real quick, I just want to interrupt you just a minute. Make sure to pray, because we do talk about religious things here, too. It's not P-R-A-Y, it's P-R-E-Y, okay? Pray, you know. So there's predators, and we are the victims. I'm sorry, go ahead.
My brilliant wife, Ginger, thought of that already. So if you misspell pray, it'll still get you there.
Oh, it will. Oh, Ginger, you're too good. Yes.
Ginger. So listen, one of the things we're saying, which is a very important point, but it's the point that has been made, is that Gates was saying the biggest thing is going to be a pandemic. What we've found out goes so much further than that. By 2017, 3 years ago, Gates was putting millions and millions of dollars into Operation Warp Speed. He wasn't just saying to people, hey, look out. He had set up an organization called SETI, C-E-T-I, where, and now that SETI has billions and billions of dollars, and that was set up to do this fascistic fusion between corporations and government to speed up the production very specifically of vaccines. It's all about the wealth of the vaccine industry. So, and then he's investing his own money. They're already talking specifically about RNA viruses. 3 years ago, they're already talking specifically about novel viruses, the new kinds of vaccines. So he's talking about this in press conferences and other things in January 2017. And that's the same year that they got pushed through the emergency use authorization, which would allow them to do the very plans they're talking about. 2017, the FDA announced this. So we're seeing already 3 years beforehand, not just talking about a pandemic, they're planning it. And until I found data, I thought that Operation Warp Speed, you know, came from the, you know, the British
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, whom I love. Organizing all this and bringing all these companies together? No. Gates had already done it, and Fauci, of course, is on Gates' vaccine committee. He's got a small international vaccine committee. Fauci's been on it for years. So all of this was unwrapping, and I think that Trump just didn't realize the den of evil he had stepped into. This was all set up.
Well, he's looking for a solution. He's looking for a solution, Peter, and like any CEO, he's going to go out there and get information, find out what's out there. And all of a sudden, there's this infrastructure that had already been set up years in advance. And, of course, when Bill Gates made this announcement, my question was, who was he talking to, Peter? This is what was really important that I think, you know, going to your point, your earlier point, talking about missing things, is Bill Gates was very strategic in making this announcement and where he did. And to me, he was speaking to the governments around the world in saying, hey, this is happening? Because, I mean, this, in a sense, you know, from a monetary standpoint, it's a brilliant move. Because now he's not talking about individual doctors. He's not talking pharmaceuticals. Because that's, you know, that might be, if you're lucky, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's nothing. We're talking billions, if not trillions of dollars of potential monies that's going to come out of the treasuries of these different countries. Are so rattled and scared out of their wits. And here's Bill Gates. He's got the answer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's talking to the government, and he's talking to these billion-dollar industries. And you can track this plan then unfolding in the organizations of Michael Bloomberg. He holds international conferences, even during the administration. And one of the things that comes out is that they see this is their big hope for globalization opportunity. They weren't able to
scare
people enough with the, you know, hey, we're going to have a, you know, climate change. So they're terrifying people with this virus, which is not nearly as deadly as they're saying. And they're using it to do this fusion of government and corporations that's going to make them rich. And it has. The top 15 billionaires in America have gone up 50% during COVID, and the top 400 Chinese billionaires have gone up 60%. And those are the cutting-edge people. And in China, those 400 billionaires are the, you know, it's communism. It's Communist Party. It's not the ordinary,
well, of course.
These are not ordinary CEOs. So the money is already flowing hugely.
Yeah.
The coffers, and a lot of it goes to the Chinese.
Right. And it's kind of amazing because Bill Gates is one who believes, in, not only is he a globalist, but he's also one that believes the planet cannot sustain the population. In a sense, he's somewhat of an unpronounced eugenicist. He could very well be a eugenicist. We just don't know. But to me, his actions and things that he says puts him, as far as I'm concerned, in that genre. What do you say?
Well, his father, Bill Gates, says on one of the videos that his father was the head of Planned Parenthood. And I haven't
looked
into that a lot, but he certainly was involved in that. And Gates talks very clearly about the necessity of population control during this period of time. It's on video. There's even a video on the Gates website called Gates Notes is the website, I think, and the he's talking very clearly about the necessity of population control. You have to reduce carbon emissions, but if you reduce people, it's just as good as reducing carbon emissions. He's got all this, you know, planned out very, very carefully.
Exactly. We only have about a minute. We only have about a minute and a half left here. Okay, and you've got something important, but I also, and again, this is why we have to get you back. As a trained psychiatrist, I wanted to address, and we can do it at the next conversation we have. So I'm going to yield to what you want to share with us, but I do want to get down and be able to talk about the psychological damage that COVID and these governments have caused, you know, upon the people around the world. But go ahead and address your deal.
Real quick, it comes right into what I want to address, which is they are trying to, and they are succeeding in terrifying America. They're turning us into docile, frightened people. They're making us afraid to speak. They're making us afraid to wear a MAGA hat, afraid to not wear a mask. They're turning our children into good little communist robots. You have to put on the mask when you're 4 years old and walk in a line, your hands behind your back, like you're in a concentration camp. This is really what it's about. It's about the billions of dollars, and it's about the top-down government control. And if you think billions of dollars being made by giant corporations and governments gaining in power, and then you think America is the only thing standing in their way, the America of the populace,
exactly,
for the middle, and you'll get the picture.
Yeah, you wonder where are the brown shirts, right? Dr. Peter Bragan has been our guest, the noted Harvard-trained psychiatrist. You can tell he needs to come back. We've got so much more to discuss. Dr. Bragan, thank you.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died, and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are searching for a person who shot three women, two of them fatally, before lighting an apartment on fire with a newborn inside Monday night. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the fire was set by the attacker who was leaving the apartment. No other details were given by authorities. In keeping up with his long-standing environmentalism, Prince Philip will reportedly receive an eco-friendly send-off, lying in a $1,200 wood coffin carried by an electric Land Rover. Philip's funeral is Saturday for the Duke of Edinburgh. He died in his sleep Friday at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, the foundation of all that is, pursuing the truth. And truth is power. This is why the mainstream media and the establishment, the current establishment, is doing everything they can to hide the truth from us. Because if they keep us, kind of like mushrooms in the dark, and keep feeding us all this manure, then we're just so confused. It's hard. I mean, we've kind of, our brains have atrophied, and they're kind of in shock over all this, this faux news that we've been filled with. It's just incredible. And I'm grateful for Dr. Peter Bragan for coming on to be able to talk about COVID-19. I mean, he is a noted Harvard-trained psychiatrist. I mean, you've seen him. His name may sound familiar. He's been on Oprah. He's been all over, the key television outlets, reporting on this information. I mean, he is trained and he's educated. He's a true academic in the sense that he's pursuing the truth on our behalf, and we're grateful to that end. We're about to join my good friend, Jeff Cruer, yes, the Raging Cajun himself, the Cajun Crusher, on WGSO 990 AM. And we're simulcasting our shows, always in this. And here he is. You can hear him. Hey, Mr. Jeff, how we doing, buddy? Hey, good to be talking to you. Appreciate it.
We're doing great, Bill. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, always. We're doing great. It's the country that we're worried about. I mean, this Biden administration is unhinged, and he's casting aside all sense of common sense and reason, Jeff.
Yes. Joe Biden is making Barack Obama look like a conservative, Bill. I mean, he is woke. He is moving to the left with the speed of Bernie Sanders. Every little agenda item the left wants, he's pursuing, and he's doing it in a record pace. I mean, I wrote a column about Around the World of Woke in 80 Days. I mean, a lot of people thought, oh, well, he's going to be a centrist. No, Bill, he's
oh, no way, yeah. No, not at all. And, yeah, and I would say because of his mental or lack of mental capacity, Jeff, I don't think it's of his own attrition that he's moving to the left. He's being led to the left. And Barack Obama himself, I don't know if you saw this or not, in an interview when he was asked if he would be interested in serving a third term, he goes, well, not necessarily. He says, but well, if I could be back home and be in the ear of whoever was in the Oval Office, he says that might work for me. So what do you think?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's a puppet master. He's the power behind the throne. He's the man pulling the strings and calling the shots. And he's got his people in place, Susan Rice and others. There's a lot of Obama holdovers in the Biden administration. So I've got no doubt that that is true, Bill.
Jeff, how is it that the Democrats, all these candidates, went out and they tested their policies amongst their party constituents, and they could only garner up about 30% interest. 70% of them from the Green Deal all across the board said, nah, not interested. You know, Second Amendment, you know, going after all that stuff that you, nah, we're not interested. They couldn't sell the policies to their own party, but yet they get 85 million votes in a general election with that same type of garbage that their own party wouldn't accept. But we're told, Jeff, you can't reason. You can't have common sense. You can't, you know, that math that we taught you in school, throw that math aside. You know, that's irrelevant because we've got the new manifesto math. You know, that's coming by way of the woke classroom. And you're just out of step. And, you know, sorry for you, but the next generation is taking over. And thank God for that.
Right.
And here goes the American dream, right?
Here goes the American dream. Here goes reality, because we're living in some bizarro world. And if you bring up questions about the election, or you bring up questions about things like Black Lives Matter, you'll get censored. You'll get deplatformed.
Yeah.
And it's really scary. I mean, there's an assault on the First Amendment that is going on. Thank God for shows like yours and mine, where we still have free speech, Bill. But we're losing it all around us.
Well, we've got to continue. You speak truth to power. And that's what we have on our side, Jeff, because the truth never changes. The truth is consistent. I mean, look what happened in Pennsylvania. They finally agreed to remove, I don't know, what was it, over 60,000? Was it 60,000? Was it 21,000?
I think it was 21,000 dead voters. Right.
Yeah. Right, right. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? They decided. I mean, yes. So, you know, and they had to agree to it. I mean, it wasn't like, okay, this is just automatic that you know, we got dead voters, and so for those people on the left that say, well, you know, they didn't, that was, you know, Donald Trump lying about dead people. We know dead people don't vote. No. The fact is, they do. And the 60,000 figure I got was in Michigan. They did an audit, and they found out that there was over 60,000, right? That votes that were that should not have passed. And keep in mind that Donald Trump, in those key states that he lost, it was 20,000 votes. So right now, just on a top low hanging fruit study in certainly in Michigan and in Pennsylvania, you've got 20,000 votes plus that can be eradicated. But you see, we're told you can't use math, you can't use common sense to take you where it's telling you.
Math is racist. We've been told math is racist.
It must be. Sure.
So, yeah. Same with sheet music. Sheet music is racist, too.
So we can't
learn about music, can't learn about math. It's crazy. But now, yeah, and also,
what's left?
Pennsylvania and Michigan. Let's not forget Arizona. They're going to be doing an audit there of Maricopa County, and maybe we'll get some truth there about what happened in Arizona.
Yeah, and then look at all the hoopla and Major League Baseball entering into this fray. I mean, at a time, Jeff, when people were about ready to, you know, put that in the rearview mirror, you know, this politicization of, you know, America's sport, and they were ready to come back and looking forward to filling the stadiums once again, and they shoot themselves in the foot, and people said, that's it. I'm just going to go. I'll go watch my local high school baseball team, or you know, maybe go to a minor league deal and pay a lot less. And you know, here in Port St. Lucie, where I'm at, we've got the minor league team from the Mets. And for $20, Jeff, I can go. I can park. I can have a hot dog, a couple of beers, and watch some baseball, and bring a friend with me.
And those are athletes that are doing it for the love of the game, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, we had a major minor league team here for a number of years, and I enjoyed it. And you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Major League Baseball is part of this whole move to the left. You've seen it in corporate America. You've seen it in Hollywood. And you've seen it with these professional leagues from the NBA now to the Major League Baseball. It's so discouraging that all these entities are getting involved in politics, Bill.
Well, in politics, and especially in the global morass, because lest they forget, what brought them to the dance was America. And that's what's going to keep them dancing. It's America. It's the citizens of this great country. If they're going to be hired by the communist Chinese, get ready. They're going to end up being empty aspects of their own. They're selling their soul like LeBron James did clearly as a basketball player. I mean, I feel for LeBron James with all his money. And he might say, well, hey, I got plenty of money. Yeah, but how sad that you would sell out your own character. What are you telling your kids and the other fans that you have associated with, with the basketball? What are you telling them, that it's okay to compromise with the communist Chinese?
And it's not. And the communist Chinese, of course, are practicing genocide in their country. There are no rights there. I mean, Major League Baseball's got a problem with Georgia passing an election integrity bill, but they've got no problem doing deals with communist China where there are no rights, there are no free elections, there's genocide happening, repression, communist rule, and they're just all excited to ink a deal with them, but they don't want to do business in Georgia. I mean, how disturbing is that, Bill?
Well, and it is. I mean, it's all one big hypocritical game. I mean, because here, the United States meets with the Chinese and they kind of laugh because here we are involved in sex trafficking. Okay, so they're selling, selling body parts of the Uyghurs in concentration camps. You know, no big whoop when you look at the sins of America, right?
I mean,
it never ends.
The Olympics are coming up,
Jeff,
too. I think we should boycott them. I hope we do.
Got to leave it there. Jeff Cruer. That's...
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's Logistics Company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Rachel Alexander time. The attorney contributor, Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post joins us right now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Boy, I'll tell you. You know, the race card is, you know, being thrown out there. I mean, even to the point that James Carville, I don't know if you saw this, said that the Democrats could end up overplaying that card, that it will be essentially it will lead to their demise. And they're so focused and ideologically fixed on racism that they've really rendered themselves to a less than position, have they not? I'm trying to put that nicely. I mean, because Jordan Peterson said that you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And so we say less than or stupid if you want to say stupid. But, you know, the Democrats just cannot help themselves. They're a mess.
Well, you know, he's a smart guy to have gotten as far as he has in the political sphere. And for him to admit something like that about his own party, I think, you know, that is very telling. Mm-hmm. And the way I see it is, you know, the Democrats were able to fool a lot of minorities for many years. But eventually the Internet opened up and, you know, people are able to go seek out the truth themselves. And so I think that's what's finally happening.
Exactly.
People are waking up and seeing behind these lies, and they're so blatant. They've gotten so extreme about it. You know, it's not just like a couple things conservatives do are racist. It's everything we do is racist.
Exactly. Well, and if you look at the results of these policies that the Democrats have enacted, you know, all in the name of supposedly helping minorities, poor people, you know, allegedly blacks, you know, basically what it's turned out to be is the money that they've been able to get out of the Treasury and direct towards the poor and Black America specifically. It's all to buy votes. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, the blacks are smart enough to add it up and go, wait a minute, you know, $30 trillion, $25, $30 trillion war on poverty. Where did that money go? You know, because we're not all that better off for $30 trillion worth of investment. What's wrong here?
Exactly. You know, maybe when they started throwing the money at them in the first place, you know, they had no idea how it was going to turn out. But now that we've had years and years of this going on, they're finally seeing, you know, and there's one statistic. I think I had to cut it out of my article or it would have been too long. But if you look at the average net worth of a white family versus a black family in the United States today, I mean, the difference was insane. I mean, blacks are no better off than they were 20 years ago.
Yeah. No, it is amazing when you consider all this. But yet, when you look at opportunities for black Americans, I mean, LeBron James would say American basketball been very, very good to he and his family, although he sold us out for the Chinese, and that's okay. I mean, you know, that's the real world in which we live in today, is that so much of our world is being controlled by the communist Chinese.
Well, yeah, I mean, the ironic thing is, and I kind of hinted at this in my article, is, you know, the Democrats support organizations like the UN that are fine with the Chinese, and meanwhile, the Chinese are persecuting, you know, thousands upon thousands of their own minorities.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're supposed to be somehow the human rights example. I mean, they're harvesting the organs of Uyghurs, putting them in concentration camps, re-education camps. I mean, if they have any value. If they have no value, then they're just going to harvest their organs. I guess that's the last part of any kind of values, that, you know, if you can't help the collective here, then yeah, maybe you can help us by, you know, donating your organs. Well, donating, isn't that supposed to be a voluntary? Don't worry about it. We volunteered for you.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the hypocrisy is just immense. You know, it's okay for that to happen, but, you know, you can't ever have abortion to save a life, which is the opposite of killing a life.
Yeah, but we can use the body parts, but don't call us out on that, because if we use baby body parts, that's okay, even though it's illegal. Clearly illegal. But if you're the person who blows the whistle on us, because remember, whistleblowers were supposed to be so important and protected, a protected species, right? I guess not if you're David DeLeiden. You're dealing with all kinds of legal cost and, you know, the threat of being put in jail, although I believe he's even experienced jail time as well, if the truth be known. And it's just been incredible what Planned Parenthood has been able to get away with. And then, of course, we have this COVID relief bill that comes out. And how many millions of dollars went to Planned Parenthood?
Oh, it's just frightening and disgusting. I mean, I hate having this on our conscience now that, you know, Biden's back in office. I mean, all these babies being murdered, and
yes,
and we're helpless to do hardly anything about it. You know, we can try to pass some state laws, but how far are they going to get? You know, I don't even trust the Supreme Court anymore.
No. Well, they have they've been missing in action at critical points when they needed to be there for the Constitution and for us. And now look what's potentially on the docket here and in the crosshairs of the Joe Biden administration. And that is packing the Supreme Court to such a degree that it would all but destroy our Constitution, Rachel.
Yeah, this is getting really scary that we're getting close to that. And the ironic thing is Biden doesn't even need to pack the court. The court's been, you know, pretty mushy since all these new Trump appointees came in, you know, plus John Roberts. I mean, we're pretty close to having a liberal court as it is.
Exactly. And that's the disappointment, you know, for Republicans and conservatives. And I would say that probably for the first time that I can recall, that a president actually researched and put together a list of people that we thought, okay, when they get to the Supreme Court, they should be good conservative participants. And you know, such has been the case in the history of those candidates that the Republicans choose. There's something about the hallways of the Supreme Court that turns a would-be conservative into a liberal almost overnight.
Yeah, it's been fascinating watching, and unfortunately most of the American people who have never been on the inside don't know what's going on, and those of us who have been on the inside of politics for many years, we realize that they are overwhelmed with the pressure, and nobody wants to go down with a legacy of, you know, you were the one who wrongly ruled in favor of Trump, you know, and pretended there was election fraud, even when there wasn't. You know, every single cocktail party they are going to go to for the rest of their life, that is what they're going to be questioned about, and they just didn't want to go down like that.
Yeah, they didn't want to go down, but yet there's evidence here. Again, I was mentioning this earlier, over 66,000 unregistered ballots tallied in just nine counties, according to a Michigan elections forensic report. 66,000. Trump lost Michigan by, what, around 20,000 votes. In Pennsylvania, there was they found, what, another 21,000 people who voted that were actually dead. They did discover this. And Pennsylvania was forced. I mean, they didn't even volunteer. They had to be forced to remove 21,000 dead people off its voter rolls. I mean, this is how absurd this is. And when you look at these battleground states, four or five of them, Trump lost by 20,000 votes. And you're seeing these discrepancies time and time again here. But we're down the road. We're stuck with this feeble president who is compromising our national security, destroying the middle class, you know, picking up where Barack Obama left off. I just can't imagine that America was that stupid to think that Joe Biden would not be an extension of Barack Obama.
Well, my theory on the Supreme Court justices is that they are like a lot of politicians in that they got those positions, you know, they sought to achieve that level because they are narcissists. They are not principled believers in one philosophy or the other. And so when it comes to people who are narcissists, what comes first? They want people to love them. They want the mainstream media to write nice things about them. That's what it all comes down to for them.
Yeah, well, you would know as an attorney, and as you said, you've been on the playing field and you have a better perspective of that. But yes, this is all part of the disease and part of the danger of lifelong appointments or people who remain in any aspect of the legislative body of the two, the two agencies of our country, whether the Supreme Court, whether the Senate or Congress, to have lifetime, you know, positions. There's no service here. I just can't see the benefit of having people who have turned politics into a profession.
Oh, I fully support term limits for Congress and for the Supreme Court. We've seen it's been a failure. And guess what? The founders, they knew that there were a lot of little tweaks they had to do along the way. That's why we had amendments that came on later. And I think these would be very appropriate amendments. But to try to get any amendment done nowadays with the Democrats, who they prefer to keep everything as the status quo and then just ignore the Constitution where it's convenient, I don't know how we get out of that rut.
Exactly. Well, Barack Obama, you know, said something that was quite telling when he was asked if he would be interested in a third term. He said, not necessarily, but if I can be in the ear of somebody who's in the Oval Office, that would be my dream job. Well, it would seem that maybe Rachel Alexander, that Barack Obama has his dream job. What do you think? 20 seconds left.
Somebody is pulling the strings. It's clearly not Biden. I don't know if it's Harris, but you could be right. It could be Obama.
She's an attorney, contributor, Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post. Rachel Alexander has been our guest. Thank you, Rachel.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do you